This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, you break up with guys for some of the craziest. Now, I don't totally disagree with you.
Yeah, you just agreed with me off the air.
Text NATO 51059.
Come on. Okay.
You might be just a bit overthinking. Now, I do agree to a certain degree, but man, I think sometimes you just look for things.
A miserable person is a miserable person. All right, let me just prep. So you, some of you don't know, but my high school boyfriend, the one that took my virginity, and I have rekindled our love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
deep love. That's why you break it up.
But no, and so I just said I've had it. I've literally had it. So he's on Facebook literally every hour of every day of every minute. And I just had it yesterday because he keeps getting duped by fake news. And like, because he's a huge Republican, like over the top, crazy ass Republican, right? And I don't have a party affiliation. So already I'm irritated because I love everybody's passion for Democrats and Republicans. And you're allowed that. And that's what makes America right. Fantastic.
And it's so easy to get duped because when you're just copying and pasting and sharing,
my God.
You don't investigate the story.
No.
And you know as well as I do, the fake stories, just made up crap, is everywhere.
So, yeah, I can't even show you this. Yesterday, he posted a video of Joe Biden. Now, watch this video. It's Photoshop. Joe Biden is not picking his nose. Joe Biden's not sticking out his tongue.
I saw it yesterday. That's real. That's real.
It's not real. And he's like, this is going to be your president really in a few months. And I'm like, okay, should I tell him that this is Photoshopped? I'll just let him go. I'm just going to let him go.
He doesn't acknowledge that. Like,
he doesn't know.
Look at this. Ha ha. It's funny.
No, he thinks it's a real video.
Some people can't distinguish what's real and what's fake like we can because we're in the media. We see all these crazy stories.
So we have to investigate it because it's our job.
Yeah.
But he's just a dude in San Diego that's freaking believing all this crap. So then he posts. So that was 1 hour, right? Then the next hour it says armed gang members will take over the police departments, unfunded police departments across the United States. That's who will be in. That's not happening. Okay, so sorry. I didn't say anything to him about that. And I showed you guys, like if you scroll, there's not one happy story. There's nothing good. He posts every hour on the hour. So yesterday I'd had it, BJ, and I said, hey, listen. Okay, I wrote this.
Now, you were planning. Let's say this first. You were planning because you and he have not really seen each other.
No.
Since you rekindled that deep love for each other. But you were going to go out there in October to see him for the first time in many years.
Right.
Okay.
But
and now that's why you're bringing this up.
Facebook posts are, it's just, all right, so here's what I wrote him, and tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. It's kind of mean.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is a true story. Do you work? Do you even work or do you just sit around and post propaganda and fear? I would never buy anything from you. Do you even sell blank? Do you even have a job or is my government just supporting you sitting there? I said, find some friends, have some fun. Your Facebook posts are effing miserable, gloom and doom. I feel like you don't even have a job and you have no friends. I'm so sorry you're so miserable. Move here if you want. At least you'll have some friends and a life. You only get to enjoy life once, so try it out. What does that mean? Was that?
Here's what I'll say.
That may have cut a little deep.
Well, I'm now starting to question the term deep love.
Why?
I'm going to go with light hatred. All right.
No, here's
where I do agree. I think you might have pushed it just a little far there with the response.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
I think that was like, whoa, geez. Geez. Okay. I hope she doesn't come out here. One of those responses is probably what he's thinking. But here's where I agree with it. If you're over 40, and I do this myself, okay? Because I'm not a huge Facebook fan. I you know, we have a page, but it's BJ and Jamie, and you got to understand
Facebook.
That's our business. That's our business.
Right.
Okay?
I mean, I enjoy Facebook, but I don't enjoy what he's doing.
I judge a guy that if you're over 40, and I'll give you 45, but if you're over 40 and you're posting every single day,
every hour
in this case, I kind of judge you a bit. It doesn't seem like something a dude should be doing every day.
I want you to be too busy.
Yeah.
I want you to be such a businessman that you're too busy to post every hour.
Yeah, or not have the mentality that you think the world cares about what the hell you're doing, that you just went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, that I like.
I like those. I think women, it's a whole different situation there.
Okay, because you got to give us
you
that.
You guys, that's you. I mean, I understand that because everything's really fascinating. Guys aren't that damn fascinating.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're boring as hell. And to even have the time or even care what other people think or what you're doing and where you've been, it makes no sense.
And if you post something funny that makes people laugh
or promote your business. Or maybe you promote, like, I don't mind men that are using Facebook to promote their businesses. I get that. Show me the project you did. Show me what, you know, that's great.
That makes sense.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Or show me something funny. But don't show me Joe Biden doing blah, blah, blah and think it's real.
The last thing I did was probably 3 weeks ago. I posted some of my concrete that got poured. That's it.
And I liked watching it.
And that's just because.
And I did like watching it.
That's it. I don't really have anything. You know what I equate it to? It's like a guy that's 35 that's on TikTok. What the hell?
Yeah, I love those. I love his videos.
Wait a minute.
Don't you take Carson's tip.
I'm sorry. What did I just say?
I feel like I was directed at someone in this room.
I am the biggest fan of your TikTok videos. Don't you stop doing those.
And I'm in the media. I got an excuse.
No, don't even have excuses. Those are fantastic.
So sorry.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.